What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
300 five-star Google reviews. People who are persuaded by his aggressive marketing plan. You hear about it every day here, practically every day on the radio show. He brings that same aggressiveness and creativity to marketing your house. Also, flexible fees, no upfront cost, and I'll let you out of your contract at any time. It is Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a Dose of Thunder by The Replacements from their 1985 album, Tim. A Minneapolis band singing about thunder. A dose of thunder for a Minneapolis basketball team. They got a dose of thunder last night. Although it occurs to me just now that I really should have done a different song from the same album. Here Comes a Regular in honor of the late George Wendt.
Okay, that would have been good. By the way, Jeffrey made the argument that Cheers' intro song, one of the greatest. You said greatest intro song of all TV shows. Are you a fan? Did you watch Cheers? And do you like the intro song?
I endorse that opinion. Like I haven't sat down and made a list of TV intro songs, but that feels like a correct opinion to me at first blush. I watched Cheers. I'm of the era. Thursday night, NBC, Cheers, Cosby Show, Night Court, Family Ties. That was the big four back then. Maybe L.A. Law was the 9 o'clock show at one point. Like, those were the days of sitting in front of the TV on Thursday nights. No, Cheers is great. Cheers got to be one of the great sitcoms ever.
I had it wrong. I was talking about Cheers with – I was explaining Cheers to Gabe yesterday, and I said there was Coach, and then I said Coach was replaced by Woody. That's not true. I didn't realize that. They actually overlapped. Like, Kirstie Alley replaced, what's her name? The blonde.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long. That was a replacement, but the other two overlapped, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That was a downgrade, but Coach to Woody with overlap was a spiritual linkage right there.
Right. That is a spiritual linkage. And I don't think I don't favor Coach or Woody. I think they both were excellent in their own roles. I think Kirstie Alley, yes, was a downgrade. But anyway, all right. MASH was a pretty darn good song for an intro song as well. I, This is my era. So I submitted that as another possible contender. There you go. Okay. Last night we had, a game that to me, I've been arguing with John Martin for a long time about whether the Grizzlies are on the same tier as the Timberwolves. And they looked like they were on the same tier last night. They go up against the Thunder, and all of a sudden, they turn the ball over 17 times. They give up 31 points, and they get beat 70-40 in the second half. It looked vaguely reminiscent.
Yeah, I think we'll learn a little bit more as the series goes on. The Wolves got a lot of open threes, semi-open to semi-open threes, and they missed a lot of them last night. But one of the things I think we've talked about before in the show that I think a great insight by the Ringer writer Michael Pena brought up is that teams shoot worse on open threes against the Thunder than anyone else. And his contention, which I buy into, is that that's not accidental. That's also a byproduct of the quality of their defense, that you get teams off rhythm. And even when they get open looks, they shoot more poorly against you because of the quality of your defense. And so is Minnesota going to start making these threes over the course of the series? Or are they still going to be missing them because they're playing against the Thunder? And I think that'll be one thing that'll determine how this goes. But yeah, I thought, the Thunder looked a little shaky to open the game, and then they settled down, and then the defense got going, and that's the best defense in basketball. And it looked like it last night.
I mean, I suspect the Thunder will, they're not going to miss as many threes. I mean, the Timberwolves, aren't going to miss as many threes. Naz Reid doesn't go 1 of 11, 0 of 7. That was the most notable. But
they needed – my number one thing about the Wolves, and I think I said this on the show maybe a couple of days ago when Jeffrey was hosting, I think Julius Randle is essential for the Wolves in this series because I think – they have so much defense to throw at Anthony Edwards, and the Wolves' offense is shaky enough that they have to – really, Randle and Gobert, I think, have to be big and assert themselves. And Randle was really good last night, and it still wasn't enough. Gobert was not. And they can't be getting those kind of games from Rudy Gobert in this series. Like, they have to be the more physical team in the paint because they're not going to be the better team on the perimeter. And so they need to be getting rebounds, getting putbacks, being, sort of controlling things in the paint. And Rudy Gobert, I don't know what he had, 2 points and 3 rebounds or something.
Rudy Gobert had 2 points, 3 rebounds. His minutes were, they were A, limited by foul trouble, but also they didn't use him. They decided it wasn't a Rudy Gobert night. So that was interesting. And I don't know what he did in the regular season against them. I don't know what Rudy Gobert's, what he did against them.
Well, and most of the Randle damage was he's the guy who did hit threes, right? And so it wasn't like he was dominating in the paint either. And so I just don't know if Minnesota has enough answers offensively for that Thunder defense.
Anthony Edwards he took one shot in the paint yesterday. So last night. Where are you on the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander foul stuff? It's not very appealing, let's be honest. Falling down, drawing fouls. He shot 10 of 27, but he had 11 free throws. It obviously frustrated. I'm not saying officiating was the issue. It clearly wasn't. But where are you on the aesthetic of it and the way that it is officiated?
Well, he does, and this has been a thing that's notable about him, even going back to come out of Kentucky. He does move differently than most basketball players, and that's part of why he draws fouls, right?
Right.
He has this sort of Caitlin Cooper, right, who writes about the Pacers, had a great line about it on social media last night that it says, said something like, he plays basketball like a slinky. He basically moves like a slinky on the basketball court. And that's partly why he draws the fouls, just because of his unconventional movement and this sort of quality he has. Whether you enjoy watching that or not, it's sort of eye of the beholder. But I don't. I think him the level of fouls he draws is partly a skill that he has. It's related to how he plays. Do I think he exaggerates stuff sometimes? Do I think he looks for fouls instead of looking to make the shot? Yeah. And do I love that as a basketball fan? No. I'm a very playground rules kind of guy. I don't like the idea of drawing the foul being the main thing you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
I mean, you're trying to make the basket. If you get fouled while trying to make the basket, that's fine. But I'm of the school of you would just assume contact and you're trying to score regardless. So I don't love the, like, you know, the attempt to draw the foul style of basketball, but that is part of the game. You know, this is not the playground. This is a game with three referees with whistles.
Yeah.
And so it is what it is. It's not my favorite. He's not my favorite player to watch, right. But he's not my least favorite either. Like, I enjoy watching him more than James Harden, who was also a foul baiter.
Right. Well, Jeffrey Reyes looks at Jalen Brunson and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and says, well, maybe Josh should just do that. But the problem is Josh tries to do that, and it does not.
He gets mad.
Yeah, and then he gets mad. Like, it's weird. It's Josh who gets mad as opposed to the other guys who get mad. Josh gets mad when other people get the fouls, and then he gets mad when he doesn't get the fouls. Is it because he doesn't move like a slinky? Is that the problem? He moves like a cross between a rocket ship and a helium balloon?
I actually think Josh does. I'd have to spend some time on this. Maybe it's something I should write about at some point and we're spending time on. I think Josh's foul rate's pretty good. I think it's better than he thinks or better than people think.
Right.
But the other thing is, like, I don't know, man. Do we want Josh taking more contact? like there's no downside to Josh taking contact.
Good point. But at least it would be contact away from him being vertical. Like, a lot of times this foul baiting is like when the guys are stationary.
No. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the nice thing is he combines – drawing the foul with being in the safety of the floor. You know,
he
does it differently. He's horizontal while he draws the fouls. There wasn't a lot. Yeah, I guess the hope for Minnesota is we can't be this bad again. We won't miss this many shots again. But it is like Oklahoma City. I haven't looked at their financial situation. I hope there is some sort of looming issue because they just run out so many players. There's Cason Wallace, 7 assists, looking tremendous. Chet Holmgren wasn't even particularly good, like particularly at the beginning of the game. It looked like it was too fast for him or something. And then need him. You need Jaren to be great all the time. You don't need Chet Holmgren to be, you just need him to be great in the fourth quarter when he need a couple of plays and that's enough. It's
like the financiality is coming for the Thunder. But the bad news is that it's not coming like this summer, right? They still have Holmgren and Jalen Williams on rookie contracts next season.
Yeah. All right. Tonight we got Pacers-Knicks. I do believe that will be a fun series. You have a prediction for me on that series, Chris?
Yeah. So my prediction prior to yesterday was Thunder in 6, Knicks in 7. I felt much more strongly about the Thunder winning the West series than I do any outcome of the East series. The Knicks have the home court. The Knicks have, they seemingly have more star power, although you could debate that. Maybe it's just that they're in New York, and so it seems that way. The Pacers are playing great basketball right now. I think the Pacers might maybe playing more consistently at a high level, more consistently so far in the playoffs than maybe any other team, maybe even the Thunder. And I think that's a real toss-up series. I'd be very surprised if it's not a 6 or 7-game series. And I think the Pacers got a real chance to win it. Ultimately, I'm going to go with the Knicks and go with the home court advantage and go with Brunson as a closer and go with all that. But I don't know, man. It's kind of a toss-up to me.
I think it's our best chance to have fun. So I like that. You know, I think
I'm loving it, man. Let's get the Reggie Miller spike.
I mean, exactly.
this is my nostalgia. This is like I was sitting. I remember sitting on the living room floor watching like Reggie Miller score the you know 9 points in 8 seconds or 8 points in 9 seconds or whatever it was, and making the choke signs at Spike Lee and all of that.
Did the Pacers always have the upper hand in that series? Did it go back and forth? I mean, I remember it as sort of a. But
I haven't gone back to look to refresh my memory, but I remember that end of that game. I remember the Miller Lee stuff. I remember them chasing the Bulls and falling short and then finally breaking through and getting to the finals where they lost to the Lakers.
Yeah. All right. So we also had yesterday the news of the all rookie teams. Were announced, and sure enough, no surprise, Zach Edey and Jalen Wells, I guess no surprise, were both on the first team. It's certainly no surprise that they made it. Stephon Castle, Risa Shea, Jalen Wells, Zach Edey, and Alex Saar on the first team. Khalil Ware, Buzelis, Missy Klingon, and Bub Carrington on the second team. Your thoughts about the selections?
I think the Wizards guys were got a little bit too much credit for playing time on a terrible team. Like I wrote about this late in the season, so I'm trying to remember what I said. But if I'd had a ballot, I would have had Khalil Ware first team instead of Alex Starr. And then I did not have Bob Carrington second team. I can't remember who I had as the 10th guy. It may have been Kyle Filipowski. But I think Carrington and Starr just got tons of playing time on a really terrible team, and so they got a little inflated based on their like game averages. But generally, I think it was fine.
The others receiving votes high were Isaiah Collier, Kyle Filipowski was next, Ron Holland, the great Dalton Connect, the outrage over passing over Dalton Connect was next, Ryan Dunn, Jared McCain, who obviously might have won had he stayed healthy. Had he continued to play the way that he was playing. It absolutely, though, I mean, everyone is drafted.
I had McCain. I had McCain second team.
Oh, you did?
You didn't have to hit a game number for that, and he was good enough in what he played relative to the competition. I would have gone ahead and put him on an all-rookie team.
I know that it was a down year for rookies, and it has to be looked at that way, but every team was drafting in that same down year for rookies, and the Grizzlies nailed two of them. You have to, I mean, it is impressive, is it not? I mean, that's impressive.
No, those guys are good. Like, Edie is going to be, I think Edie is going to be a 10-year starter or more in the NBA. And I don't know if Wells could be. Certainly he could be. I think it's more likely he may, get bounced down into a bench role, given other options over the next few years, but like he's a real player, and to find two guys like that at 9 and 39 or whatever it was is very good drafting.
It was a good year to be drafting a center because in addition to the first team, you had literally three centers on the second team. You almost couldn't miss. Like if you were throwing a dart at a center, you almost couldn't miss. In terms of optimism for the Grizzlies next year, is it, if I give you the following categories, one, that they will make significant trades that will improve the team, two, they will have better health, or three, they will have improved years from Zach Edey and Jalen Wells. I'll give you those three reasons why I should be optimistic about the Grizzlies next year. Which is a better reason to believe in next year? Of those three,
I think probably the third. I think, and mostly from the Edie standpoint, I think Edie has a real chance to make a really significant year two step. In terms of A, he'll go into year two, so he's not a rookie anymore. B, he got and Thomas Isolo talked about this after the season. Like there was just such a whiplash with Edie. You play one way in college, and then you're brought in and you use a radically different way to start your rookie season. And then that changes. And there's a third different way midway through your rookie season. And he's going to go into the summer with knowing the style of play and knowing that having a style of play that is going to be geared in large part to maximizing him, like the style of play that really fits him. He's going to be able to do that from the jump. And I think you combine that with just having gone through the rookie stuff and had the natural progression to year two, I think Edie has a chance to take a major step forward next season.
Neither one will ever get all-star votes. Is that right?
Wells is never going to get all-star votes. Edie, I mean, probably not. But, I mean, he's the kind of guy. I mean, you look over the years, like Jared Allen made an
right,
all-star
that's
team.
True.
Jamal Magliore made an all-star team.
Did he really?
yeah. And so, that's my pocket example of, like, the worst all-star. Jamal Magliore made an all-star team. And so, I wouldn't rule it out from the Edie standpoint.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I got too much to get. It's a good thing I got a long summer with Chris because I have a lot of things that were in his mailbag yesterday that I still haven't gotten to. I would urge you to read that. He also has a piece up at the Daily Memphian about what's happening in film this week in Memphis. It's one of the regular things that Chris does all in one handy-dandy place so you can figure out what you want to be watching in terms of film this week in Memphis. We got Sam Hardiman coming up next. But important news from Robert Irwin Jewelers, because this is the last 60% off sale of the year. was trying to make that clear to Bill Belichick because there was rumors Bill Belichick was engaged, right, Jeffrey? Didn't we hear that yesterday?
According to a report, I believe from the New York Post, Jordan has been telling people.
So here's the thing. If you have any plans to get engaged next week or the next week or any time between now and January 1, one of the things that Howie does at Robert Irwin Jewelers is he has 6-hour 60% off sales. And at these sales, it's 60% off engagement rings. It's 60% off bracelets and earrings and necklaces and gemstones and designer jewelry and even brand name watches, 60% off. But this is the last one of the year. It's at the Perkins location, Perkins Extended, right across from Novel. It's one I go to. It is this Saturday, 6-hour sale starting at 10 a.m. off anything in the showcase. That is more than 1,000 items to choose from. Again, it's the last one of the year. It's at the Perkins location, 60% off everything in the showcasing. Special financing available up to 6 months interest-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. When we return, Sam Hardiman joins the show. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Sam Hardiman. Sam Hardiman covers the city for the Daily Memphian, and we got a lot to talk about. We got breaking news in the city, but first, Jeffrey has breaking news from the NFL. Jeffrey, what is the breaking news from the NFL? Let's go to that really
Jeff,
quickly.
According to Tom Pelissero, the general session of the spring meeting has concluded, whatever that may mean.
Yeah.
And now the owners are headed into a privilege session to further debate and vote on the future of the Tush Push.
So they couldn't, in the general session, they
Correct.
Couldn't come
I
to a conclusion?
I guess they don't want it on a record, maybe?
And so now they're going into
a closed door meeting
to discuss the future of the Tush Push. Sam, are you pro or anti Tush Push?
I'm as a longtime Jalen Hurts fantasy dynasty keeper holder. I am pro Tush Push and would have to make other arrangements if the Tush Push were banned.
Really, you've got him this last year and next year and going forward. Well, yeah, you're hardly a disinterested party then.
I've been relying on him to make the playoffs in a high stakes league for some time.
Okay, we also have breaking news concerning the city of Memphis. Department of Justice drops the investigation into the Memphis Police Department. Tell me what's happening here, Sam.
Yeah, so this morning the Department of Justice, issued what could only be called a sweeping news release, announcing it was dropping its cases against the cities of Louisville and Minneapolis related to Breonna Taylor and the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. And in that same news release, about a half dozen cities had the investigations against them dropped, including the city of Memphis, and the reports that the President Joe Biden's administration's Justice Department issued late last year in the case of Memphis, that the city police department had engaged in what they described as rampant civil rights violations, were retracted. So, big news to say the least.
Did they also retract? Because I know in Louisville they entered into a consent decree, which Memphis did not do. Memphis anticipated the changes, I imagine, the changes in perspective of the different administrations and did not enter into a consent decree. Louisville did. So do you know, did they retract the findings in the Breonna Taylor case?
I don't know if they retracted the findings in the Breonna Taylor case, but they are dropping essentially the ongoing litigation against Louisville, which is the consent decree, because that operates through the federal court system.
Does this mean, I suspect if you talk to the city of Memphis and Paul Young and the police department, they will continue to say they are interested in reforming the police department, regardless of whether the findings are dropped or not. Is that not? And they've set up their own framework, haven't they, for monitoring and improving the performance of the police department going forward. I presume that will continue?
I have not been able to reach the city of Memphis yet this morning for an official comment. But what I would say is, their task force that they have meeting regarding police reforms will likely continue. I would not expect them to abandon it at this time. But this decision, and by validate, I don't mean endorse here, but validates the city's approach to essentially say, we aren't going to engage in the consent decree because the city at that time was very likely, they wouldn't say this, they would not say it publicly now, I would imagine, but they were very likely looking forward at the incoming Trump administration and saying, why are we making a deal with these guys, meaning the Biden administration, when we might have a more easygoing sheriff in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And in fact, they got what they were looking for.
You've been busy, Sam, because you had other news yesterday. City Council, turns out, gave a lot of city employees, municipal employees, raises, $39 million worth. You said it came as a surprise. Explain to me how this played out and the significance of this.
Yeah, I want to be clear that these raises are not official yet.
Yep.
And if you're a member of an employee association, I understand how happy you may be today. You may want to pause the celebration. These raises first now have to get in the city budget. The city council has voted on them, but they have to get in the city budget, which means there needs to be funding for them. And so what happened, and I'm going to explain a very complex and bureaucratic process as quickly and as clearly as I can here, is bargaining units for the city of Memphis and city management sit down in the springtime, late winter, every year, typically, and start negotiating the pay package for the coming year. This is very common. very often they do not come to an agreement. They reach what is called an impasse. There is an impasse committee formed in which Labor picks one member of the city council, the management picks another. There's, I believe, a random drawing for the third member. Those three members hear both sides. They make a decision. That decision then goes to the full city council, which then has to vote on it. And then after the full city council votes on it, they still have to stick into the budget, which is what I just explained. So last night at Memphis City Hall, the Memphis City Council is scheduled to vote on 6 impasse resolutions. Okay. And the Memphis City Council chambers were packed. And like I attend almost every Memphis City Council meeting I have for the past 6 years. Very rarely do the Memphis City Council chambers get packed, except when employee associations show up and want to make themselves heard. So facing this, facing a brimming, I mean, the place was a little smelly last night in terms of all the people, how humid it was. It was a lot
it was
last
packed.
Night.
It's a little swamped.
It was packed. People facing this, the Memphis City Council, in a extraordinary maneuver, combined all of these impasse resolutions. So usually what they would have done is they would have given each side 10 minutes, and then they would have voted. Instead, they're like, we're going to take all of these, we're going to lump them all together into one special item. They had to suspend the rules of the meeting to do this. They did that easily. We're going to lump them all together, and then we're going to vote in favor of labor in every single one of these resolutions. And thus, we have $39 million that the city administration estimates is what this is going to cost taxpayers in total. That's fringe benefits, that's stuff like that. In hard salaries and bonuses, it looks like about $26 million.
Was it unanimous?
It was, 10 to 0. There were 3 members not present.
Aren't there, because this is something that Mayor Young had Waleed express gratitude and appreciation for civic employees, calling them the backbone of our city. He also had said, and this quote is in your story that I'd urge people to read at the Daily Memphian, but approving the full $39 million request, and he'd said this earlier, this was not yesterday, but fulfilling the full $39 million request would force us to cut over 550 other positions and reduce services or programs and also potentially risk our fund balance and credit rating, all of which would hurt every Memphian. So clearly not in favor. I would imagine there's some members of city council who style themselves as good fiscal stewards and whatnot. How do you get a unanimous vote for this? And what does it mean now if the mayor doesn't necessarily support it or didn't in support it going into the evening?
Yeah, so I would say this. I don't think the mayor's stance has changed in that regard. But I would also say that you can get a unanimous vote because I want to point out something that I said earlier, in which I said to the employee associations, anyone listening here, don't celebrate your raises yet. It is very easy for a legislative body to make a vote that is going to get them applause like they did last night, right? When you're facing hundreds of people who want you to do a certain thing, then you have the ability without those members present, without those people watching you, right? I'll be watching. I would imagine the employee associations will probably come back and watch too, to essentially take those raises away. You can give people a victory and then take the raises away or take some of them away. Maybe 2 employee associations get a raise, another 4 don't. That is like a possible outcome here, right? Because until there is actual funding for this in the budget, these raises don't exist. The city of Memphis, just like the state of Tennessee, cannot operate without a balanced budget. Unlike, you know, the United States government, which seems to not understand that maybe balanced budgets are useful. Sorry, I digress. But that is essentially what can happen here. So it's very easy to take a, you know, symbolic vote that's very popular. It's a lot harder to actually find the money in the budget to get that unfunded mandate funded.
Just to give people a little taste of the solid waste employees got a 10% raise, according to this vote, at least preliminarily. Machinists got a 5% raise, Police Association, 5% raise, Communication Workers of America, a 9.8% raise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can read the piece at the Daily Memphian. Also at the city council, they discussed providing bathrooms downtown. Sam, this was disconcerting to me that you tell me that parts of downtown occasionally smell like poop in the story. What's the movement here, Sam?
Yeah, so yesterday the Downtown Memphis Commission, which is a quasi-governmental body that gives tax incentives and is responsible for managing downtown, managing Beale Street, came by statute. They have to get their budget approved. And so essentially the Memphis City Council having this opportunity to have these officials in front of them teed off on the Downtown Memphis Commission and essentially teed off on the state of downtown. And as part of that, Councilman Jeff Warren said, can we get some public bathrooms, essentially? He was asking that because the Downtown Memphis Commission is investing in their budget in these machines that deodorize things. They clean and they deodorize. And I can tell you as a downtown resident, who I am a happy downtown resident most of the time, there is an issue with human waste downtown from time to time. I have seen people go to the restroom downtown probably once a week I see that happen. And so I obviously, my apartment backs up into an alleyway. People like to do these things in alleyways, et cetera. And so what I would say about this is it reflects, and you can read the story at our website, please support our work, donate, et cetera. What this says about the state of downtown is that the state of downtown is not great. It's not what it was maybe in 2019. Maybe it wasn't what it was in 2018. And how downtown has sort of recovered very unevenly. Here we are 5 years after the pandemic, right? How downtown is sort of still struggling a little bit. And we've talked about in the past about how the Grizzlies aren't wild about what's happening in their neighborhood, right? And what I would say to people is all this is connected, right? There is maybe this growing political sentiment. And whether or not that political sentiment comes together in cogent policy is another thing. But there is this sentiment percolating among decision makers in the city that downtown's got to get better. That what people see and the mayor describes as the front door of the city has to get better. And so Councilman Jeff Warren yesterday is saying, hey, let's get some public toilets. Our comment section, the wise sages that they always are, point out that would require someone maintaining the public toilets. And there, that might be the rub.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. I hope for the best, Sam. Totally unrelated to this. I read a story the other day in the Daily Memphian about Google putting a data center in West Memphis. You're going to have to educate me. What is a data center as compared to the XAI stuff we're talking about here?
I mean, they're very similar, if not the same thing. Like XAI, you could call it a data center. You can call it a supercomputer. It's not clear what division of Google is doing this. So Google has data centers for cloud storage, like, you know, what my Google Drive is on, right? So, yeah. You know, that fantasy football spreadsheet that all our keepers are on, that's in a Google data center somewhere, essentially. Or it is an AI data center, like in the case of XAI, which is running a large language model using many, many expensive NVIDIA, most likely NVIDIA chips, semiconductors, graphic processing units. Those are what those are called. So in reality, what we're maybe talking about here is on both sides of the Mississippi River, not very far apart, two giant technology corporations operating very large data centers in the Memphis metro.
And then another story you've written since we last talked to you, you apparently have been prowling around Mississippi because you said that, wrote that they could power a Memphis data center from Mississippi. What did you discover?
Yeah, first I want to object to the verb prowling because like that has bad
fair,
connotations.
Fair point. You probably wouldn't even be satisfied if it was skulking either. You wouldn't
skulking,
even want
no, that's
skulking.
Also, like, no, I'm yeah. very obvious. Right? Oh, okay. Me rolling around in right. my Toyota Corolla.
That's
obvious.
That's fine. Okay. Yes.
But I've been spending some time, observing. I'm a professional observer.
Yeah.
Observing what has been happening at the Second Memphis Data Center, which is at 5420 Tulane Road. In Whitehaven. And 5422 Lane Road in Whitehaven is about 100 yards, 150 yards, depending on where you are from the Mississippi border. And so one day when I was observing, I watched a worker from the XAI site getting a side-by-side of these little Kubota things that you see on SEC commercials. I haven't driven one. They look cool. Get in one of those and drive south. And I'm like, oh, where are they going? And so I followed them. This is legal, okay? Public roads,
yeah,
okay? And I followed them to a site in Mississippi. And I thought, that's really interesting. And then I, you know, went back another time, this time just to the site in Mississippi. And sure enough, maybe even the same worker came in this side-by-side, drove down to this site, spent some time, and then drove back north into Memphis. And I watched them do this. And I'm like, this is interesting. Let me check out this site. And it turns out that the site that they're going to is a former Duke Energy natural gas plant that closed sometime in the mid-2000s. And then I was pouring through some SEC filings, and Solaris Energy Infrastructure, which is a company out of Houston, Texas, entered into an agreement with a subsidiary of XAI, CTC Property LLC, to develop about 900 megawatts of electricity in as offsite electricity for its second data center. Interesting. Well, the venture between these two entities, which have about $86 million in equity each in the project, is called State Line Power. Well, that's interesting because State Line Road is what Tulane crosses to get to this former natural gas plant in Mississippi. And so things would suggest, and maybe in the future we will have more details on this, that XAI is very, very heavily examining. I'm not saying this is definite yet, but they are examining what it would be to build essentially a natural gas plant or something close to it to power the second Memphis data center.
Fascinating. Well, I retract any skulking or prowling references. You're just out there doing good work. Appreciate it, Sam, as ever. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union, that's the place to check out. Yeah, seriously, check them out. They got a Bartlett branch. They got an Arlington branch, brand new one. But all you got to do is look at you go to leaderscu.com/ESPN and check it out or download the app. The app is fabulous. And I can tell you, go to Leaders because we went to Leaders. That's what we did. Claire needed an account. Kid needed an account. Both kids needed accounts. I said, go to Leaders, man. They're great. And sure enough, that's what they did. They got great rates. They got great service. They got great technology. Everything you need in a financial institution. And 85,000 ATMs where you can get your cash for free. It's Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. I got too many things I got to get to, Jeffrey, and we got to get out of here. I've been spreading misinformation. I originally told Gabe that Coach and Woody did not overlap, okay, on Cheers. I then got an email correcting me, saying, no, they did for a year. And so now I corrected it. But I didn't research it, sadly. And now I'm researching, and I got another email saying that did not overlap. What happened is that Coach had been training Woody to be a bartender by mail.
Correct. They were pen pals.
And so Woody shows up, and Coach has died.
Yes.
Because the real-life Coach
had a heart attack
and died before season
3. Before season 4.
So they did not overlap.
Correct.
It did not overlap. And I thank the folks for correcting that. Secondly, Tush Push. It lives on.
Jeff, it does. By a vote of 22-10, it needed 24 votes. So we had like exit polls
wow.
coming out.
Wow. It needed 24 votes to pass, and it
correct.
Got 22.
It got 22.
Who are the traitors? Do we know who the 10 are?
So we don't know who all 10 are. Obviously the Eagles.
Right.
We know the Jets, the Patriots, the Lions. God, who else? They were narking on him.
Pats.
And Ravens.
Ravens. Okay. So the Tush Push.
None of those teams run the Tush Push.
Tush Push lives on. And then the other thing I did, we haven't discussed the fact that we learned subsequently, I saw this reporting at the Daily Memphian, that Louisville 6-year series.
Yeah, you mentioned this to me. This was news to me.
Two games are in Memphis. It's stories of the Daily Memphian. Two games in Memphis, two in Louisville, two in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's garbage. It's just garbage.
Just go 3-3, guys.
Just go 3-3. And I can tell you this. I am confident that Memphis was not behind that. Memphis knows they have a struggle with their home schedule. Memphis, I'm sure, would have preferred 3-3. I suspect that the price of getting this series was to agree to put two of them in Nashville. Don't you think?
That would be my suspicion as
well.
That
Louisville would prefer that. And, you know, so listen, still a good series. I'm still in favor. Glad they're playing. But come on, man. Don't be cowards.
We also have one more piece of breaking news.
What
else?
The
owners also passed the rule. You're now allowed to onside kick when trailing at any point instead of just the fourth quarter.
I see. And, of course,
you still have to declare it.
The flag football thing, which we talked about yesterday, and we knew that it would pass. It passed resoundingly.
Yeah.
32-0. 32-0. So what's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Norton Hurd will join them today. It is Wednesday, so that means Kevin Cerrito will be with me on Jeffrey Wright and Company. CJ Hurt's going to join us during hour number 2. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be playing Writer Than Right trivia tomorrow. Italian Fest tickets, I think. We'll do that tomorrow. For now, we got to get out of here. Our work is done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.